I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump is spending the end of the year trying to find a way to end two major foreign wars, or at the very least give the image and perception of being a president who brings peace. But this comes at a time when the Associated Press has done an analysis of his claims of ending eight wars and finds the facts wanting. Big time. Let's go through it. The president has welcomed and held talks with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Zelensky meeting ended with Zelensky saying that he got some security assurances from the president, but at the same time pretty much had to agree to surrender the land Russia occupies. We'll see what happens with that. The day after that, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came out of meetings with public praise for Trump.
We've never had a friend, even close a friend, as President Trump in the White House. I think he's been extraordinary in his friendship and his support for Israel.
Now, there is a ceasefire there with Gaza, but it is not peace yet, and there is still a lot to do. But the U.S. has been involved in trying to find a peace deal and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Trump complimented Netanyahu on their friendship and took a turn to talk about Iran and what he says is a buildup there.
I hope they're not trying to build up again, because if they are, we're going to have no choice but very quickly to eradicate that buildup.
He says by sending a B-2 bomber over there again, and he says that would be a move to keep peace, not war, but it can only be argued to be an act of violence. So from there, pivoting to the veracity of his claims, he has ended eight wars. He repeats that over and over. AP calls its survey fact focus and says his numbers are off and exaggerated. Israel Hamas. It says major achievement, but the second phase hasn't begun pending release of the last remains, so not settled. Egypt and Ethiopia. Mediation efforts, which do not involve the U.S., have stalled there, are heightened tensions as well. Not war, but not peace. India-Pakistan, ceasefire, but some questions whether it even constitutes a war. Serbia and Kosovo. The White House claims Trump resolved it, but there has been no threat of war during his second term. Rwanda and Congo. Trump has played a key role in peace efforts there, true, but he's not alone and the conflict is far from over. Armenia and Azerbaijan, a deal signed but initialed by foreign ministers. Leaders have yet to sign, nor have parliaments voted. Cambodia and Thailand, a ceasefire was signed over the summer, but fighting has flared again in the past few weeks. Israel and Iran, Trump is credited in part with helping to end the 12-day war and negotiating a ceasefire after ordering several airstrikes. So it is obvious that he or his administration has been involved in trying to get deals and should be lauded for that. But it can be easily argued as well that none has brought true peace. So questions. Should Trump be given credit in these wars? Should he be given credit for gaining ceasefires? Should he stop claiming he has solved eight foreign wars? Does it hurt him or the Republican Party to have him continuing to say that when his numbers are way off? Or will he just keep powering through because it obviously makes him feel good? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.